2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Here we go.
Go get it. Let's go.
That's it.
It's time for the unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A NFL news from a former NFL quarterback.
What is that?
And, the other guy.
On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. It is Unrivaled, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Everything good, Scott? You feeling okay? You go along here in the...
Yeah, I feel great.
All right,
yeah.
All right, just wondering.
Yeah, I got a lot off my mind today. Some of it was on the show.
Listen, I'm glad you're feeling good. Have you recovered since the wedding? That's my question.
No.
Still dealing with the...
Yeah, I'm...
Still
dealing
with the...
Physically tired, emotionally
drained.
Yeah.
Well,
what is it? Morally bankrupt.
Yeah. Yeah, that's you. Yeah. Well, just bankrupt now. I mean, just plain old bankrupt after that whole thing.
True.
So the NFL Roundup brought to you by Online Trading Academy teaches people just like you to make the same moves at the same time as the Wall Street elites. Sign up for their 3-day market timing course, $99 only. Text $99 to 25029. That's 25029. $99. So there you go. Scott, Zach Wilson cleared to practice. Seems likely he'll suit up and play for the first time this year, maybe this weekend. How long does it take you to – when the doctors clear you, they don't clear you and go, I think you could play. Like, if they clear you, it's like, okay, now – because I always get nervous that they throw him in there too early after an injury like this.
Well, there's never too early in the NFL, and the NFL world today might be different than the NFL world from days gone by in that the players kind of dictated terms that then, and with so much money and understanding the impacts of, you know, how effective you really play these days, they're just more cautious, a lot more cautious. For what Zach Wilson went through, you know, hey, and I'm not a doctor or anything, but you know, an MCL is usually not very long. And a bone bruise, I don't know. If you bruise a bone, it's not like you're going to tear a bone muscle. You know, it's a little painful.
The elusive bone muscle.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, how hard can that be? I get really nervous because I see people like Trevor Lawrence making progress, and it's because they've been in there and they've gone through the fire, and you see a lot of these young players, they get a lot of game reps, and Zach Wilson in his 2 years in the NFL right now has been injured a lot of it, and that's really concerning to me.
Because of the lack of experience that he's getting because he's injured, or that he's injury prone?
Both. Mm. I mean, the first one is, to me, the most critical one. You just don't learn. He'll have an experience, he'll call a play, he'll see a defense, and he'll go, oh. And there'll be something that clicks in his head. He goes, okay, you remember that for the next time. And you don't get a lot of those opportunities for things to click in your head when you're sitting on the sideline. And you can watch all you want. Man, it's a different deal when you get out on the field and you have to make those decisions. You have to see things and feel things. He's way behind everyone else. And he had no preseason. Way behind people.
Scott, you said you're not a doctor. Last week, Kalani Sitake was asked about, these guys returning. There were so many guys who were hurt. And he goes, you know, guys, I'm not a doctor. You know, I don't know when this is going to happen. I think they're asking about Puka Nacua or many of the other guys who are hurt. And everybody's like, well, I know you're not a doctor, but like we saw the team doctor in his ear for a couple minutes on the sidelines. Like, just tell us what he said, you know. But I mean, we're nosy, right? And then Bill Belichick, I don't know if Kalani Sitake maybe took a page out of his book or if Bill Belichick's taking a page out of Kalani's book, but he was asked about Mac Jones, and Bill Belichick loves talking to the media in the first place, and here's what his response was.
Saw Mac a little while ago, definitely getting better. Probably won't practice today, but made a lot of progress here in the last, 48 hours.
Riveting.
So keep plugging away and take that day by day, see how it goes. Just take it day by day. We're not really doing anything differently. Day by day, Phil.
Day by day.
Day by day. That's the plan. Day by day.
Write it down.
Day by day is getting better. See how it goes. Day by day.
All right, day by day.
So
no, here it comes. Here it comes.
Day by day.
He kept going.
What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon? Like, I don't know. Talk to the medical experts.
You have them, though, right?
What are the medical experts on staff say?
Day
by day.
Listen, that's the part where, like, I like the question from that guy. It's like, okay, you're kind of surrounded by...
Right.
Our team usually has a few medical experts at their disposal. Day by day. Day by day. I think day by day is taking over for on to Cleveland. That's taking over. Like, well, like, how are things going with it? Now, he's going to play the hits. The poor guy, poor media people there, he found a new one. He loves this. Day by day, and he's going to keep saying
it. See, I think people think coaching's, like, complicated, right?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, it's intricate. There's a lot of moving parts.
There are. Come on.
And the good coaches keep it simple. It's just day by day. That's all we do, just day by day.
Hey, Russell Wilson.
I mean, look at what Philadelphia is right now. One of the top teams in the NFL. What do they do? They have systems. We just have systems. And we got smart players.
Yes, we do.
And we just go day by day.
I've got another clip for you here. Russell Wilson's taking a lot of heat. You know, obviously, because the offense really hasn't gotten going yet.
Yeah.
With the Denver Broncos. And he was asked because on the Monday night stream, Eli Manning actually on the Manning cast.
Yeah.
Eli Manning actually said they should have paid that punter $230 million instead of Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson had the chance to respond today.
Chad Powers?
You talking about Chad Powers?
Yeah, you know Chad Powers. You know, I'm 3-0 against Chad Powers.
Whoa! There you go. So he got to respond. Are you talking about Chad Powers?
He had to have been prepared for that.
Oh,
he had to have been prepared for that. His publicist says, "Here's your He had to.
His publicist.
But here's the thing.
Sierra's going. Hey, like, tell him you're 3-0 against Chad Powers, man.
Right. So that's how it works in the NFL. The way the Manning brothers are is how it is. Like, people are just...
are dogging folks all the time.
All the time, yes. It's
mostly in good nature, but some of it's not.
No, and Eli Manning, it was all in good nature. It was a little bit irreverent, a little bit unplugged. But, you know, that's how the Manning boys are.
And that's the way we like
now,
it.
Right, you do. And I think people, you know, kind of take it a little bit too serious, or you can take it too serious, but... That's funny. Russell Wilson, perfect response.
That's a great response. So he goes out there and says, I'm 3-0 against Chad Powers, and so moving on. We're on to Cleveland. Jamal Williams is going to be looking like he's going to get a lot more playing time this week. The former BYU running back, now Detroit Lion. DeAndre Swift, their RB1, injured, not going to be apparently he's struggling here, and so it looks like he's going to be – I mean, Jamal, actually, he's been playing pretty dang well since he's gotten in there to Detroit. I think he's just gotten better and better season on season. And it does feel like the Lions are just right there. Like, they gave up a big lead against the Vikings last week. And maybe that's more indicative of kind of where they really are when you're giving up big leads. But like, they're there in these games, and I just keep wanting to see this thing turn around.
As much as I've... you know, enjoy Dan Campbell, and I love to hear, you know, him talk and all those things. They don't talk about winning championships. They don't talk about winning. They talk about playing with grit. So the mindset, and I firmly believe this, the mindset is, well, we're going to play hard. And it's like, okay, great, but
that's
you know,
not good enough. Everyone's going to play hard.
Right. You got to go win. You know, we play to win the game. Mm-hmm. And that really is the mindset. And so you see them kind of in a couple of these games early where they're close and they just somehow find a way to lose it. And I really believe a lot of it is because their mindset, we're just here to play gritty.
You know, I think that I was thinking about this Thursday night game tomorrow night on Prime.
And is that Coach Prime?
Coach Prime. No, I'm bummed because I'm going to be, I mean, I'm not bummed. I mean, it's like, oh, shoot, I have to go cover a BYU game down in Provo. Versus
well,
being able to watch
it in an RV.
I'm doing the post game in the RV. Yeah,
right.
But I'm saying go down to the. But see, I'm going out of the stadium during the game, and while I'm there, you're darn right I'm going to be streaming that this game because the Bengals and Dolphins game is going to be kind of interesting. Everybody's wanting to see what the Dolphins are going to do. Now, I did hear somebody who I feel like made an argument that you would have been on board with. They were like the Dolphins just came off of a knockdown drag out with the Buffalo Bills. In 90 degrees with 80% humidity, and then they have a 4-day turnaround and have to play on Thursday.
Where?
At Cincinnati.
It'll be a tough night for them.
Because everybody's like, now this is the best team in the league.
Right, and the Bengals will be gunning for them.
They're going to be ready for them. That's going
to
be a tough
one. It's just human nature. It's hard to overcome that. But speaking of the Prime Thursday night game on a streaming service. I happen to be watching Prime this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You can't miss it.
No, it's all over.
Like it is all like you try to get on a movie and it's like
click here.
Thursday
watch
night football.
Game.
Watch football. Yeah. Watch Thursday night football.
I've
watch
done
it. Watch it. Watch
so far,
it.
I've done it every week.
And you wonder about how streaming services are going to play. Just click on Prime and you're going to be like you're going to get fed with a fire hose.
Yeah.
NFL football on streaming.
There you go. All right, we'll take the break here. We got a 2-minute drill around the corner. So when we come back, we'll roll out the 2-minute drill and then kind of wrap up the hour here, and then we'll be back for more. So stay right here, 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone. It's unrivaled.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.